All right, is that Dawson Halvorsen ever coming back from Japan? Yeah, he's due back on Sunday. It is Wednesday, so we'll look forward to it. Thanks for Sam for thanks to Sam for sitting in on the drive. 2 to 6 weekday afternoons here on WWIB. Well, first thoughts this morning. One of them is, if you like Lord of the Rings, and who doesn't, hats off to Mykon Cinema, because at their downtown location, they're going to be offering the trilogy, the Mykon trilogy, coming up here. Yeah, so the first Lord of the Rings movie is going to be shown. So these are the show times, right? This is the Mykon downtown. Friday night at 6, Saturday afternoon at 2, or Tuesday at 5:30. The next installment, The Two Towers, will be shown Saturday night at 5, Sunday at 1, and Monday at 5. And then lastly, The Lord of the Rings, The Return of the King, just two showings for that, Sunday at 4 or Monday at 4:30. So as I looked at it yesterday, I was like, well, it would be cool. And now it's not like you just plop yourself down, get your bowl of popcorn, your pop, and just sit in 1, 2, 3 necessarily. But you could get the first show done Friday night at 6. With my schedule, that's not possible. But I did think, oh, Saturday, 2, and then, boom, right after the 5 o'clock, you could do numbers 1 and 2. And then Sunday at 4 is the first of the two showings for The Return of the King. Unless you want to watch football, then you'd be missing that. And then Monday at 4:30. But anyhow, hats off to that. That's kind of cool. And over time, we kind of forget that. But one of the best movies, books, everything, Tolkien's Lord of the Rings. All right. Wednesday, January 14th. This is a special day near and dear to me. I remember my grandma, the one who had the biggest impact in my life, my grandma Evelyn. We named our first of our kids after her. She would have been 116 today. She was born on this day in 1910. So happy birthday, Grandma Evelyn, in heaven today. Also, way back in 1952, this show made its premiere on NBC. It still continues today. Yeah, the Today Show made its debut in 1952. The hosts have changed, but this day in 1898, British author Lewis Carroll died. He penned the classic Alice in Wonderland. On this day in 1943, FDR became the first U.S. president to fly an airplane while in office. Now, to actually pilot it, I don't think so. I think fly on an airplane is what they meant to say. 1957, actor Humphrey Bogart died at the age of 57 on January 14th. He won an Oscar for his role in The African Queen. He also starred in several classic films, including Casablanca, The Maltese Falcon, and The Caine Mutiny. In our morning devotion, we continue on through Brennan Manning's 19 Mercies Spiritual Retreat. It's day 13, Healing Through Meal Sharing. We're in the serving section now, and it reads like this. Christian servanthood is not an emotion or a state of mind. It's a decision to live the life of Jesus. It has nothing to do with what we feel and everything to do with what we do. Reflecting again on Jesus' meal with Zacchaeus, that pint-sized scammer and scoundrel, we must realize that we can scarcely appreciate the scandal that Jesus Christ caused. In first-century Judaism, table fellowship with beggars, tax collectors, and prostitutes was a religious, social, and cultural taboo. And it did not escape the Pharisees' attention that Jesus actually intended to befriend Zacchaeus! Exclamation point. He was not only breaking the law, he was rejecting the very structure of Jewish society. So take that, rule keepers everywhere. Now try to imagine the impact of these meals from the point of view of Zacchaeus and others of his lowly ilk. By accepting them as friends and equals, Jesus took away their shame, humiliation, and guilt. By sharing bread with them, he proved to them that they mattered to him first as people. Boy, may we drink that one in the day and age we live in. By caring conversation, he restored their dignity and released them from old captives. Brennan Manning writes, how, my friend, are we to personally respond to these dramatic social choices of our Lord? This I propose, that we must also consider the healing power of a meal shared, that we should welcome sinners into our community of salvation, that with merry abandon, we must in every way possible scatter abroad the indiscriminate love of God. Today's suggested reading, Luke 5:27-32 and Romans 12:9-16. We close with this quote from Carlo Coretto, who said, God loves what in us is not yet, what has still to come to birth. What we love in a person is what already is, virtue, beauty, courage, and hence our love is self-interested and fragile. God, loving what is not yet and putting faith in us, continually begets us, since love is what begets. By giving us confidence, God helps us to be born, since love is what helps us emerge from our darkness and draws us to the light. And this is such a fine thing to do that God invites us to do the same. Win It Wednesday on the Win Wake Up Show.
We are playing Secret Sound this morning, and we've got a great prize.
Yeah, Culver's Value Basket.
So, 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. The number to call us live on the air here on the Wib Wake Up Show on this Win It Wednesday and try to identify this sound. Let's play it for you a few times right here, right now. Without further ado, here is this week's secret sound. What is that? 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. No penalty for wrong guesses. Guess away, 723-2555. What is this?
It all happens so fast.
It does. Today's secret sound, 715-723-2555 for a chance to win a Culver's Value Basket. What is this? 723-2555, area code 715-723-2555 on this Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show. What could this secret sound be? Now, I recorded it, so I know what it is.
Yeah.
I played it for you yesterday, and you're like, no idea.
Right.
But maybe we're going to have something happen like yesterday with Tuesday Trivia where the first person who calls in is like,
yeah,
I know exactly what it is.
Maybe.
You never know. 715-723-2555. Let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, this is Ron from Bruce.
Hey, Ron, what do you think?
Yeah, is it punching a speed bag?
Is it punching a speed bag? Let's take a listen again.
You do that, Ron? Do you punch a speed bag?
Yeah, I used to.
Okay.
Good for you. That's great. Is that what we're looking for, Alvo?
It's not. Sorry, Ron.
It's not. Good to hear from Bruce, though. Red Raiders, right? 715-723-2555.
You're amazing with that.
I've accumulated some knowledge over the years. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Chippewa.
Hey, Jan, what do you think?
Well, I think that it might be kicking the snow off your car.
Getting the snow off your car? Yeah, okay, sure. And we've had plenty of that and more to come. Is this getting the snow off the car, Halvo?
Sorry, Jan.
Nope, not it. Thank you, Jan. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
This is Trinity from Barron.
Trinity from Barron.
Hi,
what
Trinity.
Do you think?
Is it ice falling off a roof?
Ice falling off a roof. Let's listen again, Trin.
We had that and snow about a week ago.
I was so glad the big icicles in my home melted.
Right.
Is that what it is? Did Trinity from Barron get it?
Sorry, Trinity.
Not it. Call us back, friend. 715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. We have time for a few more guesses. If you've got them, again, a chance to win a value basket from Culver's. I would personally say go with the Culver's Deluxe. Of course, their fries are fantastic. Maybe you want to upgrade to cheese curds. But yeah, hard to go wrong with a meal at Culver's. 715-723-2555. Secret sound. What's this? What could it be? 723-2555. Do you have a guess for your chance to win? We've heard from Bruce, from Chippewa, from Barron. Good cross-section so far of the WWIB listening area. If you have a guess, 715-723-2555. Otherwise, we'll give you a little time to mull it over. Let's do that. Let's play this one more time for you. What is this?
Win It Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show.
715-723-2555, 715-723-2555. We're playing Secret Sound, and we've got a great prize, Havo.
We do. How about a Culver's Value Basket?
715-723-2555. What is this secret sound? Let's hear it again. 715-723-2555, 723-2555 to guess. What do you think this is? 715-723-2555 as we go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
Hey, Jim, what do you think?
How about a piece of plastic or like a tarp flopping in the wind?
Piece of plastic or a tarp flopping in
the wind?
You kind
of worked two guesses.
Yeah, kind of two guesses. There you go.
Okay, we'll go with plastic flapping in the wind.
Plastic flapping in the wind. Is that it? Did Jim get it?
Good try, Jim. That's not it.
Not it. Thank you, Jim. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from?
Evelyn from Wall Creek.
Hey, Evelyn, what do you think?
Is it crunching ice?
Is it crunching ice? Let's hear that again. Halvar, are we sending this Culver's Valley basket to Fall Creek?
I can see why she'd say that, but that's not what we're looking for.
Not it, Evelyn. Thank you. Call us back. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. As we go back to the phones here on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB. Good morning. You're on the air. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Alyssa Eau Claire.
What do you think, Alyssa? What's that secret sound we're trying to solve?
A jar of coins.
Ah. Let's hear this one more time here.
You're giving us ideas for future secret sounds.
Is it a jar of coins?
It's not. Sorry,
it's
Alyssa.
Not. Thank you, Alyssa. 715-723-2555. Phone lines jam-packed. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from? One more time. I think you cut out a little bit.
This is Sherry from Whitehall.
Hi, Sherry.
Hey, Sherry. What do you think?
I think it's opening a bag of potato chips.
Oh. What kind of potato chips?
Has to be Lay's.
Yeah, there
you go. All right.
The Ruffles.
Ruffles. Okay, there you go. We got the specificity. Is this opening a bag of potato chips?
Sherry, it's not opening the bag of any kind of potato chips.
But it does sound really good.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Sherry. 715-723-2555. Back to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show. What's your name? Where are you calling from for this secret sound contest?
Evelyn from Fall Creek.
All right, Evelyn, you're back through. What do you think?
Is it punching a punching bag?
Is it punching? So we had punching a speed bag before, but that'd just kind of maybe the general punching a punching bag?
All right.
Is that it, Evelyn?
It's not. Sorry, Evelyn.
All right. Thank you for the call. 715-723-2555. Time for three more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Linda from Chippewa.
Hey, Linda. What do you think?
It kind of sounds like when the garbage man lifts up the garbage pail and puts it in his truck.
Oh.
Okay.
Is that it? I think by my reaction, it's like, well, no, it's not a good guess, Linda. But I was like, that is interesting. Maybe it does sound like that. Thank you, Linda. Two calls left here before we punt down the road to 8:15. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dale from Rice Lake.
Hey there, Dale. What do you think?
I'm not sure what it's called, but they use it to shoot the... There's a machine that... the clay pigeons.
Clay pigeons. All
okay.
Right. Oh, maybe what releases the clay pigeon?
Uh-huh.
Let's take a listen again.
Launching the clay pigeons, yeah.
Yeah, clay pigeon launcher, we'll say. Is that it? No, it's not, but thank you, Dale. Good guess. Very good guess. But we've got one more try here to see if we can solve secret sound before 8 a.m. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
It's Jim from Ernie again.
All right, Jim, last hope here for the 7 o'clockers. What do you think?
How about when you take out a garbage bag and you use the air to open it up?
All right, let's take a listen one more time. Is that it, Havo? Did Jim solve it?
Sorry, Jim.
Not it. Thank you, Jim. All right, secret sound continues after 8:15. We'll give you all another shot to win this Culver's Value Basket. And the further we go with this, the more it's like, yeah, I want the prize, but I just really want to know what this is.
Yeah, right.
We'll tell you who this is. It's Tomb Slayer. This is called Wake Up on the WIB Wake Up Show. Good morning.
4.6 seconds to play. Inbounds pass Blackwell with 3, with 2, with 1. Blackwell for the win. Good! John Blackwell for 3. John Blackwell for the win.
The incomparable Matt LePay on Learfield last night as UW men's basketball kept their 3-game winning streak alive. John Blackwell, as you heard, hit a 3-pointer at the buzzer to give the Badgers a 78-75 road win over the Minnesota Gophers.
Win It Wednesday on the WIB Wake Up Show on WWIB.
We are playing Secret Sound, your third shot at winning a Culver's Value Basket. 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. Join us live on the air and see if you can figure out what the secret sound is. And we've had lots of great guesses, Alvo, but so far it's been a little bit of a stumper.
It has been. We've stumped everybody so far, some in with multiple guesses. We've heard from people in Bruce, Chippewa Falls, Barron, Ernie, Fall Creek, Whitehall, Chippewa Falls, and so Rice Lake, you name it.
Let's hear the secret sound again. What is that? 715-723-2555. 715-723-2555. What is this secret sound? All right, time to go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Kyle from Bloomer.
Hey, Kyle. We haven't heard from Bloomer yet this morning. What do you think?
Is it knocking ice off of the roof?
Knocking ice off? Have we had that guess?
Yeah, it was ice guess, falling off the roof, yeah.
All right, so we'll give you a bonus guess here, Kyle. What do you think?
I actually don't have another one, but
okay.
Thank you.
No problem. Call us back, 715-723-2555, as we go to this line. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jennifer from Bruce.
Hey, Jennifer, what do you think?
Is it snow falling from the roof?
So we've had ice falling from the roof, but no one's guessed snow falling from the roof. And let's take a listen. So we have a metal roof here at the station, and there have been plenty of times where snow has fallen
last
off the
week
roof right outside
it was big,
my office
yeah.
window. Yeah. Is that what it is? Did Jennifer from Bruce get it?
No.
Not it. Thank you, Jennifer. Call back 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
Hey, Jim, what do you think?
About dropping a bag of groceries in a paper bag.
Yeah, good guess.
Yeah, let's listen. Is that it? Havel?
It's not it, Jim. Sorry.
Thank you, Jim. 715-723-2555. Win it Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show. Your chance for a Culver's Value Basket if you can figure out this secret sound. Back to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Brian from Menominee.
Hey, Brian. What do you think?
Chopping wood?
Chopping wood. Sam and I were having this conversation the other day about splitting wood and just what a great activity that is. Is it chopping wood?
Sorry, Brian.
Not it. Thank you. 715-723-2555. Good to hear from Dunn County. We've got time for a few more guesses here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, I'm Angie from Thorpe.
Hey, Angie. What do you think?
Hi, this is the first time I heard this question, so I don't know if it's... Smashing a tin can.
Oh, smashing a
that's
tin
a good
can.
Guess.
That has not been guessed. Let's listen.
People are thinking it's a chopping or a smashing, and good try, but that's not it.
Not it. All right, time for two more guesses here. WWIB 715-723-2555. Good morning. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jan from Colfax.
What do you think, Jan?
How about a diving springboard?
A diving springboard? Huh. With all these guesses, I think it's just like, we got to hear it again. And then it's like, that's very plausible. That makes sense. Is it what we're looking for?
Sorry, Jan.
Not it, Jan. All right, last guess. Otherwise, we push this off another 20-ish minutes. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jim from Ernie.
Jim, trying again one more time. What do you think?
How about sneezing?
How about sneezing? Is this a type of sneeze? That would be quite a sneeze. Very rattly sneezing. Is that it, Havel?
That's not it, Jim.
All right. Thank you so much, Jim.
Win it Wednesday on the Wib Wake Up Show one more time.
Let's see if we can solve this. 715-723-2555. This secret sound for your chance to win and a great prize, Havel.
Yeah, a Culver's value basket. In fact, it says enjoy a free regular value basket. You got your choice of a bunch of different sandwiches, but you could even choose the double deluxe. So
there you go. 715-723-2555, 723-2555 to guess the secret sound. Here it is. What is that? Let's hear it again. And one more time. 715-723-2555. If you have a guess, let's go to the phones. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday?
This is Vicky from Eau Claire.
Vicky from Eau Claire, what do you think?
How about dropping a bag of cement?
Dropping a bag of cement. Let's listen. Havel?
That is not it, Vicky. Sorry.
Thank you, Vicky. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB, the Wib Wake Up Show with Caleb and Havel. Win it Wednesday. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hey, Caleb. It's Beth.
Beth. Beth from Eau Claire. What do you think, Beth?
About crushing a pop can.
Crushing
that was
a
guess.
Pop can. Yeah. Do you have a backup guess?
Oh, no. I'm sorry.
No problem. Call us back. Think about it. Here it is again. What is it?
It does sound I like can totally hear that.
Yeah, yeah. Absolutely. Let's go here. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Katrina from Cameron.
Katrina, what do you think?
A pogo stick.
A pogo stick?
That's a different guess.
Yeah. Wow, yeah, you know what? I don't know that we have one in my house, but I think we did growing up. I think one of my younger siblings had one. Let's listen. Is that a pogo stick?
It's not. Good try, though.
Thank you, Katrina. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from? Are you with us? Good morning. All right, we'll give someone else a shot. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Jennifer from Bruce.
Hey, Jennifer. What do you think?
Has Stapler been guessed?
No. Stapler has not been guessed. Is that your guess?
It is.
All right, let's
listen. Good guess. Because last time we had three-hole punch, but it's not Stapler.
Not Stapler. Thank you, Jennifer. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi, this is Nick from Eau Claire.
Nick, what do you think?
I'm going to guess ice or snow falling off of a roof.
That's been our most popular guess.
It has been. Yeah, so that's been guessed before.
Yeah, so you can have a backup guess if you'd like.
Ooh, I'm going to guess dropping something on a floor, maybe something in a bag.
All right, dropping something in a bag on a floor.
Vicky had started the segment saying drop in a bag of cement. It's neither. It's
all
not
right,
that.
Not it. Thank you, Nick. 715-723-2555. Good morning, WWIB. What is your name? Where are you calling from on this Win It Wednesday on WWIB?
This is Sherry from Whitehall.
Hey, Sherry. Thanks for calling back. What do you think?
Is it someone taking a step on cold snow with yak tracks on?
Ah.
That is very specific. And yak tracks, I have some. I don't know where they are, but I have some of those. Someone taking a step on cold snow with yak tracks. Alvo?
That's not it, but again,
it's a wonderful guess.
Win the most specific guess. So
yeah, I mean, it's like, sometimes you need that here for Secret Sound. Thank you, Sherry. All right, three guesses we can do. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Dustin from Cameron.
Dustin, what do you think?
Screen door shutting.
Screen door shutting? Havel?
Sorry, Dustin.
Second call from Cameron, though. We appreciate support from Comet Country. Good morning, WWIB. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Yeah, Rebecca from Ladysmith. Could it be an automatic ice maker dropping the ice in the freezer?
Let's listen. That totally sounds like that.
It could be, but
it
that's
totally
not it.
It's not it, but wow, that's a really good guess, though, because it totally sounds like that. All right, last guess, 715-723-2555. Unless you're guessed out, 715-723-2555. Win It Wednesday could turn into Try It Again Thursday if no one gets it here. Going once, going twice, and it seems like
we're
guessed out for the day. So think about it tomorrow. And we were debating about this. Mm-hmm. I don't know that we've given a clue before for Secret Sound, but if we get to 7:45 tomorrow morning, I think we just might give a clue.
We'll give something.
All right, 715-723-2555. Think about this throughout the day. What could that be? New music here with Tyler Philip Ratcliffe. This is Bigger and More Beautiful.
This world you created, every star you arranged it, heaven and earth orchestrated, and you still know my name. Infinite in your wisdom, goodness without limitation, faithful throughout generations, yet you still.
The Eau Claire County Sheriff's Office reporting this morning that 18-year-old Megan Potts has been located safe. So that update just a few moments ago.